With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. GOP hopeful Ron DeSantis has just suspended his campaign Sunday, just 2 days before the New Hampshire primary.
The announcement comes after the Florida governor's remarks Friday night in South Carolina, where he expressed his complete intention to win the nation's highest elected office.
I'm running on your issues and your family's issues, and this kind, that's my agenda.
But with his new decision, DeSantis says he's endorsing former President Donald Trump, saying in his own assessment the GOP voters were clearly indicating their support for the Trump candidacy. In his statement, DeSantis says his move is in line with his commitment to support the GOP candidate, no matter who it would be. George Williams reporting.
A Republican running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is escalating criticism of Democrats over the Israel-Hamas war, and he's traveled to the Israel-Gaza border to make the case that the Biden administration hasn't backed Israel strongly enough. The criticism by David McCormick reflects the delicate political challenge facing both President Biden and incumbent Democrat Senator Bob Casey in the crucial battleground state. President Biden's name will not be on the ballot when New Hampshire voters go to the polls this next week.
When New Hampshire refused to allow South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary, the president and the Democratic National Committee chose to ignore the Granite State. As a result, Joe Biden's name will not appear on the ballot. That's created a unique situation heading into Tuesday's primary, as state Democrats are waging a writing campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing loss for Mr. Biden that might fuel concerns about the strength of his reelection bid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cameroon will become the first country to routinely give children a new malaria vaccine as the shots are rolled out this week. Africa accounts for 95% of the world's deaths from the disease. SRN News. Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide among Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any baby-killing amendment at all. The most radical abortion groups, including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, oppose all viability language. SRN News. After taking a breather at the start of the year, Wall Street's return to its record-setting ways.
Climbing 1.2% Friday, the S&P 500 index starts the week at a record high. Its previous high-water mark was set just over 2 years ago. The Dow, which has enjoyed a string of record closes since late last year, gained 1.1% Friday, while the Nasdaq hit a two-year high after advancing almost 2%. Hopes for a Fed interest rate cut and an encouraging University of Michigan report on consumer sentiment get some of the credit for helping to lift Wall Street spirits. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. and Chinese officials completed the third meeting of a working group last week established to cooperate on financial issues, a step that continues the trend set by the two powers last November to ease tensions. Officials had a series of talks with counterparts in the People's Republic of China. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.